This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everybody. 560 WQAM. Very excited to talk to our next guest. This man is going to be in the co-main event at the Kaseya Center coming up this Saturday down here in Miami. Just spent some time with the Miami Heat yesterday. He is Patty the Batty Pimblett. Patty, thanks for the time, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
How was the game? I saw you courtside yesterday. How did you enjoy the experience at the basketball?
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was a nice little night out.
Was it your first basketball game?
No, I went to a basketball game years ago in New York to watch the Nets when I was there visiting. But definitely my first time courtside, and it's a much better experience.
What is the comparison? So as far as I know you're a Liverpool fan, I feel like you guys have better fans over there as far as just like your chants, your singing, atmosphere. Like, I know that you're right next to the Flamethrowers and there's a lot of stuff going on, but what do you make of the comparison between a monster soccer match where you're from to an NBA game?
Yeah, the football game's a completely different level to that NBA game. Like, it is just our fans, our atmosphere, they're just next level compared to a basketball game.
Like, what is the thing that stands out most to you? Like, why do you guys have that, like, embroiled in you so much? Because you guys are crazy. You're singing songs, all that. Like, at what age do you remember just becoming a monster soccer fan?
It's the passion. Oh, I mean, we have passion for our team and our city, but I don't know. I can't remember exactly. It's my whole life, really.
Was it passed down? Was it friends?
Yeah, like, of course, it's passed down from family.
Do you remember the first memory of it? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Just going to a match when I was a young kid.
And you were hooked from there on.
Yeah.
Man, it was something. But going into the building yesterday, do you have any feelings as far as like going in, like just getting kind of the lay of the land of it? Or is it all just when you're at this point, you put all the work in, is it just kind of killing time until you get to the fight week? Like, what's this experience like for you this week?
Yeah, I've been enjoying my time here, to be honest. We went to the basketball game the day before. We had a little two-hour boat ride, been going to the gym and training. So just passing time at the minute, you know, all the hard work's done. Just all about making weight on Friday, and then I can enjoy some food.
What is the thing in the lead up since we've last spoken about, you know, Michael? Is there anything that you've felt in the preparation for this that has either changed for you or that you've picked up on him that you think is just like going to be the key to victory?
No, we've always had the game plan. We've got the strategy, and we're going to implement it on a Saturday night and get the finish.
From like your interactions with him, what have you felt is like going to be his biggest miscalculation with you?
I think everyone has the same miscalculation with me. They underestimate me. Everyone still judges me off fights from years ago and don't understand how much I've improved.
Because I remember like talking to you about the, you know, you feel like they're all kind of getting past their prime, and really for a fighter, you're at that perfect age and that perfect bracket of like when you start taking over and feeling at the peak of your powers. Have you felt that? Like all the things that you've been through, can you just give me an example of why you feel like this is the most optimal you've been as a fighter?
Yeah, I know everyone says it's very cliche, but this really is the best shape I have ever been in. I've never been able to, never hit so hard, never been so fast. I've never had this good cardio. So everything's coming together at the right time. And as you say, the old guard of the lightweight division starting to get very old, and I'm one of the new guard coming through that's going to take the place.
Was there ever a time, like with all the critics that you've had to deal with and all that stuff, where did you find any of that stuff constructive at all, or has it all kind of just been motivation as far as like, nah, bleep those guys, I'm gonna show everybody that they're wrong?
No, yeah, obviously some of it's constructive criticism. Some of the stuff I've done in the past hasn't really been very ideal, but it's motivation, you know what I mean? I love proving the haters wrong, and I'll continue to do it for the rest of my career.
Got Paddy Pimblett here. He's going to be in the co-main event, UFC 314, right here at the Heat's house. Cassius Ennery just spent some time with the Miami Heat. So, Paddy, as will happen with you, you know, you ruffle feathers. I guess you're on a podcast. You got Almarn Sarukian all upset with your words, and now, you know, he's daring you to call him out. What do you make of his being upset at your words?
Everyone hates the truth, don't they? You know what I mean? Only speaking the truth, lad, and he's got his knickers in a twist. Hopefully he doesn't poo his pants again.
Is this one of those things, though, like, does that delight you when you actually do get them and you get the reaction of the truth? Is that something that just warms your heart?
Yeah, of course, because it's funny. He said the other day that he doesn't watch me or Chandler because we're not good enough. And then he's responding to me. If it wasn't that good, lad, you wouldn't be responding to me, would you?
How much do you expect everybody to be calling you out after beating Michael Chandler? Because that's going to be the one that skyrockets you, obviously. And do you feel like that's going to come in even more waves than it usually does?
Yeah, it could do, but we'll just have to wait and see once I've won.
And from Michael Chandler, one more before we get you out of here. In this matchup, do you feel like, is this one of those where what his miscalculations of you, the interactions that he's had with you, do you feel like, is there something about his game that worries you the most that you had prepared for that you got to be right on to make sure that you do get the win?
Yeah, of course. It's big, big looping punches, know what I mean? Them Hail Mary shots he throws, he can probably knock anyone out, but he's not knocking me out, and I'm gonna style on him.
Are you expecting a lot of people to come from England to come see you?
Yeah, I've got about 40, 50 tickets myself for me mates and me family and that to come. So I know there's going to be a good few scouts there.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see. I imagine that atmosphere is going to be incredible. Paddy, enjoy the city the rest of the week, man. Thanks so much for giving us some time, and looking forward to the show on Saturday night.
Thank you very much, fella. Appreciate that.
All righty. Take care.
See you later.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.